This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hello, you're very welcome to 1010, 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studio in 10 songs. This episode, Synergy, Let It Out.
Let it out.
Every time I listen to it, it sounds fresh and it sounds good and it sounds exciting, and everybody who listens to it, I think, feels the same thing too.
That's Oliver Lochnan, the drummer with Synergy. Before we get too deep into the episode, I need to confess, I was the keyboard player with Synergy, and Warren Tyvey, the producer from Claycastle Studios, was the bass player. Before the band got into the studio, before we even got on stage, we spent about a year jamming in Kieran Cantwell's house.
The whole idea was to get people dancing, because from time of old, people done the same thing over. They went out to sing and dance, or to hear people singing and dancing. That's how it is. That's what entertainment is.
Yeah, we had like a lot of songs we had kind of developed in at our friend Kieran's house, sort of like a jam room, and that's why we wanted to record them. And it was we were very lucky that's the way the band was. You just play.
That's Warren Tyvey, and here's Kieran Cantwell again, remembering the substance of the songs that were first created around the fireside in his home in Knockanore.
But all the substance of the songs he made were all very significant regarding the politics, the religion, everything in life. It was telling you exactly what was going on.
I don't know where this song actually came from. Was it Frank and Kieran had this Let It Out thing when we first started jamming it? I'm not sure. Kieran had great like lyrical poetry over the top of it, and it was like heretic sort of things, and I liked that, still do. It had a punky feel to it, and it's like punk poetry. That's one of the big features in the song.
Warren mentions Frank. That's Frank McClellan, the lead singer and co-author of some of Synergy's lyrics. The band's guitarist Namas recalls the structure of tonight's featured song, Let It Out.
Such a simple song as well. I think it's, was it a few chords, four chords, something like that? You know, it's not very much in it at all in terms of the harmony of it, you know? And even like what happens in the instrumentation, it's all very, very simple, you know?
So, what is the song about? On one level, it appears to be an anti-war song, but there may well be something else going on.
Frank's lyrics are kind of interesting because you can kind of take them whatever way you want as well. I think they're really ambiguous. Like, I used to always have this idea what I thought the song, I thought it was an anti-war thing, you know, and then I kind of went through different things of, like, no, it's actually about this, it's about this, and, you know, which is great.
Well, the whole thing about it, I was born in 1946. People say, oh, you were born at the end of the war. I wasn't born at the end of no war. I was born between the wars. Since then, there's been about 150 wars. So the Let It Out was like a cry to say that wars have always been going on.
Some go east, some go west, some come home with the medals on the chest. Let it go, let it go, let it trigger go.
Transitioning from the fireside to the stage and then to the studio is quite a challenge, particularly when you're a musician who's also a producer. Warren was quite happy to let Claycastle partner John Burke look after the recording.
Yeah, and I was lucky that time that John was recording it, you know, because I've done a lot of sessions where I've been in a band and recorded it, and it's grand. I've got used to how to do it, but it's much better when the only thing you have to think about is playing the song and not thinking about it and running into the different rooms.
Here's how Oliver Lochnan recalls the recording sessions.
There wasn't much thought put into it. It was just like, just let's do what we do out in the house. Let's not worry about how long songs are, how short they are, what comes in where. Just let's put it down. One of the good techniques with music is to have a build-up. As soon as you start doing a build-up, the crowd build up as well. So we Let It Out, we kind of used that idea. And it's just that sense of starting off quite tranquil and then building and building and building until you have this huge sort of like everyone's chanting, let it out, and everybody's standing there with their arms in the air and leaving the emotion go. You just build up the dynamic, you build up the volume of it. You don't touch the tempo. The tempo stays at the same tempo as the initial start of the track, but you just build it up. Maybe use a floor tom, bass drum, snare drum, maybe a few cymbals just to really sort of start to lift the song up. Obviously with the keys and guitars all kind of lifting together and chanting, going over the top, it's quite a euphoric experience.
Yeah, I think that's what happened with a lot of the songs. It just takes off, and that's the beauty about a band like that. We all have been playing with each other at that stage so much. If that happens, everyone just goes with it. That at the end of that song, when that happened, it's because of playing together and letting things go like that, letting it out.
Before we hear the song, let's have a final word from Kieran Cantwell.
The artist's place is to make everything transparent to people. And we were coming out from sound, vision and dance. We were bringing the sound, the vision and the dance.
Enough is enough, don't you know?
Standing in a corner, kissed by the sun. A mountain of love and the peace will come. They're in the right time. Put down your gun. The war has ended and love just won. You're in the right time. Right time. Get it out. You're in the right time. Right time. Standing in a corner, blessed by the sun. The children of love hope that peace will come. They're in the right time.
Right time.
Right time. Let it out.
Back home, let it go, oh let it go, let it trigger go. Some go east, some go west, some come home with the medals on the chest. Let it go, let it go, let it trigger go. Let it out, 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 let it out.
Let It Out by Synergy, recorded at Claycastle Recording Studio, featuring Frank McClellan, Kieran Cantwell, Clive Baker, John O'Riordan, Namas, Ollie Lochnan, Warren Tyvey, and Aina Dowling. In the next episode of 1010, Jack O'Rourke, Small Stuff.
1010, 10 years of Claycastle Studios in 10 songs, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer, Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy. A community radio Y'all production.